Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, independent publisher of books that matter and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You've got to love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. Because nothing's going to work out until you do.
Hello. It's Katie here. I'm just popping in to let you know that Soulful Valley Publishing now has 3 multi-author book opportunities. Entangled No More launches on the 9th of September. We've got Evolving on Purpose, the second book in the series, Co-creating with the Divine, which will be launching around October, November. And the first book for 2023 is called Becoming the Manifesting Diva. If you're interested in applying for any of these books, if you're a holistic coach, a healer, or an author who would like to become a best-selling author, go and check out my website at soulfulvalley.com and click on the Entangled No More page or the Evolving on Purpose page. And if you're interested in becoming a manifesting diva, we've now got a waiting list for that one next year. So pop me a message through my website. Tracy May is a toxic love recovery specialist and women's empowerment coach who overcame adversity in a childhood full of trauma and abuse. Not only has she been in the trenches of 3 abusive relationships as an adult, but she freed herself of the limiting beliefs that kept her stuck in one for over 20 years. During her transformation from surviving to thriving, she realized she wants to help women who are suffering, as she had, who feel broken, invisible, and unlovable, to rediscover their true worth and lovability, so they feel free to be themselves and have the relationships they have always craved. Her discoveries on her journey of healing and uncovering her true self guides her to empower female entrepreneurs to break free from the chains of toxic love and the limiting beliefs that keep them stuck, accepting breadcrumbs of love. Tracy's certifications as an inner bonding facilitator, a peace process coach, and a core 100 coach support her to empower women all over the world, just like you. Tracy's unique perspective to help female entrepreneurs break free from toxic love while building their empire originates in her experience of building 3 successful businesses while raising 2 kids on her own, despite the chaos and confusion in her personal life from toxic relationships. When Tracy isn't coaching, you can find her soaking up the sun at home or on a beach getaway, horseback riding, golfing, and relishing time with her 2 children, 5 grandkids, and 1 great-granddaughter. Tracy fiercely believes in you, and her loving, warm, and compassionate nature shines through while she supports you in conquering the entanglement of abuse. Tracy offers free End Your Confusion Now breakthrough sessions to start your journey of healing. You can schedule your complimentary End Your Confusion Now breakthrough session at www.talkwithtracymay.com. Her website is at www.fiercelyempowered.com, and you can find her Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/women rocking healthy relationship. Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, Tracy May.
Hi, Katie. I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's amazing to have you on the show. Tracy's another one of our authors in the book Entangled No More, which we are launching on the 9th of September at 9 a.m. Tracy, this has been a bit of a journey, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Tracy first.
I know I signed up.
Yeah, a long time ago. I think it was last November. Was it last November?
Yes. November, yes.
Can you remember how you ended up in the book?
Well, I received an email from you in November that said, I saw, either you saw something on Facebook, or I think you signed up for one of my free offers and you got my email. And so you sent me an email. Then you sent me an email and said, I would love to have you in this book. Are you interested? And described a little bit about how it was about toxic women and, you know, women being in toxic relationships and, you know, how they got out of it and stuff like that. And I was like, yes, I would love to. So that's how I met you.
And it was really strange for me, because what happened from my perspective was I received this email from you that really pulled at my heart and my soul, because you're a relationship coach. That is what you do, isn't it? And the way this email was worded felt like you should have been writing in this book. But when I looked at it, I didn't recognize your name on the email. And when I looked at it, it wasn't my current name. It was my old name from about a year and a half ago. So I must have signed up for something a long while back to have been on your email list. So it was just a bit unusual that here you are, you just popped in at just the right time. And I asked you, and I don't normally do that to people who come into my email from their email list. But I really felt that with you. And then you joined. And it was all exciting, and you jumped in and you got your chapter. I was amazed at how quickly you got that chapter in, because other people had been struggling with submitting this chapter, even writing, and had changed, pulled out. I had 11 applications from people who applied but then didn't take the next step. So the journey was quite scary for me. And at one point then, I think you thought, what's going on? Where is everybody? Is this book going to launch?
Yeah.
Tell me how that felt for you.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating because I was so excited, right, to get my story out and to be an author, because that is a dream of mine. Like, I plan on doing hopefully some solo books, not just one. And that was my plan. And so when I had this opportunity to do this chapter with you on a subject that's so near and dear to my heart, I was like, this is my opportunity to practice writing, because I've never written anything before, really. And so I was super, super excited and like, oh gosh, I'm so ready to get my story out there. And then, you know, we were supposed to launch in spring, and then that got kind of pushed back, and, you know, really wasn't knowing what the dates and stuff were. So yeah, it was a little frustrating and like, is it ever gonna happen? But then, you know, I was like, I need to just trust divine guidance. Like, I've been called to do this book. It's gonna publish at the time that's in the best and highest good for all of us, including me. And so I just kind of tried to feel into that, to not let my frustration take over and be like, oh, forget this book, I don't know what these people are doing, because you know, I didn't know you at all.
No. and I started to feel that myself at that point. What's happening, is this going to happen? And I had other people saying to me, oh, yeah, you're not going to get enough people that are going to want to write chapters about these toxic relationships, because it's difficult to write about this. And we did, finally. There are 20 of us who have written chapters, and it's happening. So Tracy, can you share with us a bit about your story and your chapter without giving too much away?
Well, I'm a toxic love recovery coach, so I help women heal from toxic, abusive, narcissistic relationships. And since I've been in several toxic, abusive, narcissistic relationships, I have, you know, I've lived it. I know what it takes to get out of it. And so that's where my strength is. That's what my calling is to really be helping women through this. To my mission is to eradicate abuse in relationships one woman at a time. And so my book is really about my struggle of my last relationship that I was in, because it was over 20 years that I was stuck in this relationship, trying to fix it and not realizing what was really going on underneath, which was the narcissistic part of my partner, my husband, and my codependent patterns that kept me wanting to get him to change to love me. And so the book is kind of about that journey of, you know, how I really tried and tried and tried, and how it went from not very much abuse to abuse almost every day. So just kind of the overall path that the relationship took, because, and I kind of chose to write about that because I wanted other women to know they're not alone in that struggle, and hoping that they can relate to, oh gosh, I've been through that stuff that happened to me, or something like that happened to me, so that they can feel and know that they can get out of this toxic relationship. So I hope that answers your question.
It does, and that's so important. And I really connected with your chapter because I've read them all. And there were lots of lots of bits and pieces of your chapter that related to me and my life and my past relationships. So I really felt that really deeply. And I know that there are going to be lots of women that are going to feel your story. And I think as well, it's so important that we share this way so authentically, because they're going to relate to you in a way that they might not, you know. There are lots and lots of coaches out there, aren't there? And there are lots and lots, there's lots of support, maybe based around theory, but people that have actually walked this journey, come through the other side, and know what's going on underneath on an energetic level, that's something that mainstream doesn't talk about. You won't hear about this in counselling sessions. So your story is so important in this book, so thank you for sharing. How can people come and find you if they want to work with you?
A couple ways. They can go to the URL, which is talkwithtracymay.com, and that will take them to a free Heal Your Heart breakthrough session opportunity, where they can sign up to have a session with me, and we can talk about what's going on in their relationship and help them know their next steps of how either to get out of the relationship or still continue to live in the relationship, because some women need to do that for different reasons. And I, in fact, healed while I was in my toxic relationship, you know, the last one. Mm-hmm. And so I know, you know, I'm well versed in all the struggle around it. And then the other way to reach me is on my website at fiercelyempowered.com.
Thank you, Tracy. Is there anything else you'd like to share with me today?
I just want anyone listening to know you're not alone. There is help. Like, you, all you have to do is reach out and tell someone what's going on, because I know the statistics around abuse are 1 in 4 women are abused, but the truth is it's more like 2 in 4 or 3 in 4, because emotional, verbal, psychological, sexual, and financial abuse are usually not reported. And I myself was in a physical abusive relationship, and I never reported it. So the statistics are not even close to what's really going on in the world and how much abuse women, mainly I focus on women, and some men are, you know, men are abused too, not saying that they are not. But, you know, it's mostly women, and they're suffering, and so the children are suffering. And so reach out, get help, even when it feels really scary and like there's no solution, like, you know, even when it feels like you can't go from barely surviving to thriving, you can. You just need the support of someone who can help you. And I'd love to help you.
Thank you, Tracy. You can find Tracy's chapter in the book when we release it on the 9th of September. And please do come and support our launch in the Launch Support Facebook group. You can find that now at www.entangledno.com and pop in and say hi.
Awesome. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time today, Tracy.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review, so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.